to cheers from a crowd gathered outside the San Mateo County Court in California today, a jury recommended the death sentence for Scott Peterson.
People of the State of California versus Scott Peterson, we, the jury in the above entitled cause, fix the penalty at death, dated December 13th, 2004.
That nearly concludes the sordid story that has driven tabloid sales since the murder of Peterson's pregnant wife around Christmas Eve of 2002. The jury found Scott Peterson guilty last month. And joining us now, as she did then, is Julia Protas-Sulik of the San Jose Mercury News. First, Julia, we should explain this is actually a double murder trial.
Yes, it is. It involves Scott Peterson's wife, Lacey Peterson, who was 8 months pregnant, and, of course, the unborn son she carried inside of her.
Let's go back to closing arguments in the penalty phase of the trial last Thursday for a moment. What did the prosecution and the defense have to say?
Well, the prosecution summed up their case, I thought, very powerfully when they said to the jury that Lacey Peterson was an anchor around Scott's neck, so he put one around hers. It spoke to Scott Peterson's desire for freedom of the burden of a wife and child, and also spoke to that the prosecution believes that Scott put homemade concrete anchors around her neck and limbs and then threw her into the San Francisco Bay, where she washed up 4.5 months later separately from her unborn son, but within a mile of each other, and they were discovered a day apart.
And the defense?
Well, the defense really was reduced to pleading for his life. They tried to convince the jury that there should be some lingering doubt. Look, Scott Peterson was a wonderful young man. We've had 39 people here telling you what a fine man he was, charitable, generous, loving. Mark Garagus said, I would get down on my knees and beg you for his life if it wasn't so contrived, and the jury just didn't go for it.
Mark Garagus, of course, the defense lawyer. Now, after announcing their recommendation to the judge that the death sentence be imposed, jurors spoke with reporters. Juror Richelle Nice described what motivated her to call for the death penalty. I want you to hear a little bit of what she said.
Scott Peterson was Lacey's husband, Connor's daddy. Someone should have, the one person that should have protected them. And for him to have done that, that's it.
Well, could you put together from the accounts of the various jurors what was going through their minds as they deliberated?
Well, Rochelle was one of the most emotional juries throughout, easy to tears, and, you know, at times, and easy to laugh as well. So it was hard to know where she was going at times, because with Mark Garagus's charm, sometimes we think, oh, she's leaning toward defense. But I think that the mother of Lacey, Sharon Rocha, her pleas really touched Rochelle. On the other hand, you know, another juror, I'll use his first name, Greg, he felt like Scott showed, you know, no emotion, and he was blank, and I think that had an effect on him. And he said he had to bury his emotions through the trial. He said he tried his best not to show any emotion. Every one of them says they are just emotionally drained by this case.
So today the jury announced its decision, but the judge won't formally sentence Scott Peterson until February. An appeal of the death sentence in California is automatic. And I gather that if Scott Peterson ever is actually executed, that is, assuming his appeals were to fail, that would take some time.
Well, here in California, there are already 630 people on death row. And since 1978, when the death penalty was reinstated here, only 10 people have been executed. That's 10 people in 26 years. So with all the years it's going to take for this appeal process, then the backlog of all the inmates ahead of him, it could take 27 years or more.
Julia, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
You're welcome, Robert.
Julia Protas-Sulik of the San Jose Mercury News talking with us about today's decision by the jury in the Scott Peterson case to recommend the death penalty.